I'm so cold. This virus just might be the death of me.
Don't think like that. We're going to make it to this ocean moon and get that antidote. You're going to be fine. Who else is going to help me run the Phoenix?
Aaron does a pretty good job. You're going to be fine if I don't make it. You keep going on, doing what you've always done.
You can't give up on me yet. We still have time.
Think I can make it into the Evening Sentinel?
Are you talking about the newspaper crew? Or that weird guard up north with the big ice wall?
The crew up north. I definitely feel like winter has come.
I don't think you'd fit in on that side of the wall. You'd have to go out to the feral lands with the wild ones.
Even if they let me in, that whole total devotion to one job for the rest of your life doesn't sound too appealing.
Are you kidding? I'm a cryo-core guy for life. Look at everything they've done for us. They're probably going to be ultimately responsible for getting you that antidote.
I guess I really can't complain. Whew. Brisk. It wasn't their fault a member of the company they sent us to spy on wound up being a frosty overlord. Who knew administration could be so cold?
Whew. Or that accounting could be bloodsuckers. I guess we kind of knew that from the history of IRS on ancient Earth.
Man, I will be really glad when we feel warm again. I used to like the cold, but this is a bit extreme.
Well, maybe there's a nice warm beach on this ocean moon. We'll take a break and have a couple of drinks after you get your antidote.
That sounds nice. Can I get one with an umbrella?
Of course you can. I'll make it myself if I have to.
I wonder where that tradition comes from. You think that ancient Earthers were a little loopy?
If they were able to survive after the creation of a superficial black hole and then go on to do the other things that eventually destroyed the planet.
Good point. Yeah. At least we can learn from the past mistakes while still enjoying the beauty they put into existence, right?
You think those little umbrellas are beautiful?
In the past few hours, a lot has changed in regards to my perspective on life. It's the little things that matter, like little umbrellas.
Sunfired Saturn. I think the virus is starting to get into your head.
I think we may have passed that space station sometime back around the Reagan administration, yeah? Do you smell that purple noise?
Charlie, snap out of it. I need you to hold on a little longer.
Oh, God. Why did you hit me?
Did you hear what you just said?
The last thing I remember was talking about lying on a beach and drinking. Great Scott, that sounds nice and warm.
Oh, I think the virus is affecting your cognition.
Reagan!
Do you know where we
is
are right
you?
Now?
We're on our way to get an antidote for the frosty scratch.
Okay, good. Do you feel like you're thinking clearly?
I think it might help if I had something to focus on. Do we have any surrender bites to play? Is that you, Reagan?
That's a great idea. Stay focused on this. We'll be there before you know it.
And that's how recycling can help us stay safe in a war zone or protect our tactical forces here at home.
You really think you could make aluminum transparent?
Clearly. I'm holding for applause.
I just hear crickets.
And we're back, broadcasting from our studio on the pale blue dot we call Earth. We've got a great short for you today.
That's right, Charlie. Today we're covering the minimum wage.
With maximum impact.
Now, Benjamin Todd Jealous, jelly anyone? American civil rights leader, he said, "No person can maximize the American dream on the minimum wage." Made a very good point.
That is true.
Now, minimum wage can be defined as the lowest salary an employer is legally allowed to pay a worker, or conversely, possibly a better way to think of this, is the lowest amount a worker is allowed to sell their labor. I like the flip sound of that. It kind of gives power to the worker instead of the corporation.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So where does this idea of a minimum wage come from? Well, believe it or not, it all started with a maximum wage, like your maximum impact.
Maximum impact!
We must travel back all the way to medieval England and the Black Plague in 1348. Because of the Black Plague and the deaths of everyone, the lack of workers to work the land due to so many deaths caused wages to actually skyrocket.
Hmm.
Kind of like in a weak economy now when there are not enough workers and our salaries just continue to increase.
Because of a biological pathogen?
Yeah, a little pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. King Edward III, he enacted a wage ceiling in order to stabilize the economy and maintain the hierarchy of the wealth, because, you know, you don't want the wealthy not being wealthy.
That would upset all social stability,
yeah.
Says every wealthy person.
So this started the Ordinance of Laborers and Statute of Laborers legislation in 1349 and 1351, respectively.
And to add on to that, the legislation also began setting a living wage, which was based on the price of food, of all things.
How much was a cheeseburger in 1349, you think?
I don't think it was invented yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No Earl of Sandwich, no Earl of Hamburger.
Yep.
What did they eat?
I mean, Earl of Croissant.
Oh, croissant.
Croissant.
Brioche.
Speaking of things, eventually the Justice of the Peace was responsible for setting the maximum wage, which would then lead to the setting of a minimum wage. So you got a margin there.
You got to have both ends.
Yeah, you got to have that range. The practice was finally formalized 250 years later. Bureaucracy. Am I right? Oh, geez.
Most efficient thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. By King James I for workers in the textile industry. Then things took a 180-degree turn, and the British government focused on the laissez-faire capitalist system. The labor laws were repealed, and unions began to form. This caused a lack of uniformity in pay and hours from company to company.
Unionize, mm-hmm. but differently.
Yeah. We must form an onion. A union.
Union.
Why am I crying?
Anion. Unionized.
I almost said each onion. Each onion had its own separate agreement with each separate company.
That seems very stable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The first real modern example of minimum wage formed in the late 19th century in Australia and New Zealand. Interestingly enough.
Good day, mate.
Yes.
The Kiwis, they were the first.
That's actually pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you see the subtle difference?
Mm-hmm. Just a tiny bit, but I mean, it was noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Both countries were attempting to prevent sweatshops from becoming normalized, unlike England, in which they became the norm pretty quickly.
Yeah. Poor kids.
So, the dark history for the U.S. There were several years of dark historical events. We're just going to cover a little bit.
This is just the economical dark years.
Yes.
Kind of.
The minimum wage laws in the U.S. started around the same time as Australia and New Zealand, but for different reasons. Unfortunately, the idea at the time was to protect semi-skilled and skilled labor positions.
And the first federal laws concerning minimum wage in the U.S. were not enacted until 1938. Before that year, it was really by a state-by-state basis.
So you had 50 different legislative bodies deciding what the minimum wage laws should be.
Well, I don't think there were 50 states until like 1949, but yeah, pretty much. Currently, however,
look that up.
The federal minimum wage is set, Hawaii and Alaska. The current minimum wage is set at $7.25 per hour, or if you receive tips such as waiters and waitresses, waiting tables, or bartending, the minimum wage is actually all the way down to $2.13. This is a kind of an American thing for our non-American listeners to be tipped, and that be the major portion of your salary. I waited tables and bartended for a few years. Charlie, you did too, right?
Yes.
So that was kind of the norm for us to pretty much rely on our tips or gratuities to form our wages. And really, my paycheck back then was, if I had paid for health insurance, it would have been nothing.
You're right. It was the Continental 48.
Okay. Thanks for that.
So Alaska was added in 1959.
Little segue.
Along with Hawaii.
That's what I said.
And originally, Hawaii was a kingdom.
Oh, yes. We covered that in a different episode.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, for those who didn't like listen to the other episodes, which
okay.
you should.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, when you were bartending, did you ever receive a paycheck? Or when you were waiting?
Did I ever receive a paycheck? Yeah. No, I worked for free.
No, I mean, were you listening? You were Googling. When we were minimum wage of $2.13 an hour.
Yes.
And you worked mostly for tips.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a paycheck?
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
It was like a few dollars, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was too. So this is
A
very American
our
thing.
Boss would tell us that we wouldn't necessarily declare some certain cash tips.
Right. Yeah. I distinctly remember the end of the year, our manager would call in workers that had been there the whole year, and they'd be like, "Oh, you're under. You need to claim a few more." And they were like, "What?" And then, so yeah. Anyway,
in order to make up the gap,
it's a messed up system here,
mm-hmm,
in America.
Yeah.
Now, some states, such as good old Georgia, have state minimum wage requirements below the federal level, even though the federal minimum wage is enforced in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhat confusing because most workers in Georgia still earn the federal minimum wage of $7.25, but Georgia is basically keeping the $5.15. That's what it was when I was joining the workforce at 16. $5.15. That's kept on the books as a way to attract business in the special circumstances in which an employee may not qualify for the federal minimum wage. It's a really rare circumstance, and I could not find an example of when that would happen, but just that it did occasionally happen. So let's look at the rest of the world. Currently, over 90% of countries in the world, fortunately, have a minimum wage law. The highest minimum wage belongs to Luxembourg at a whopping $18.33 for skilled workers above the age of 18.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a great living. The lowest goes to a few countries, and this, I couldn't find a consistent source, and it changes year by year, especially in the poorer countries.
I've heard that South Africa is actually one of the worst.
Yeah, that's one of many listed, but there's several factors to take into consideration, such as cost of living. If you're a remote island country, you know, it's much harder to ship goods and the cost of living is much higher. The valuation of each country's money, where it falls in the world hierarchy of money value. But basically the lowest overall that I could find was Cuba, which was at $9 per month.
So is that actually true?
Yeah, I found that on a few websites that seemed reputable.
Hmm.
So it is, and again, it's taken into several factors, but that is, it's an incredibly low minimum wage.
We probably talked about this before, but do you know what the highest paid job position in Cuba is?
Oh, yeah. That was taxi drivers, right?
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
Well, this is the minimum wage, like the law that's on the book.
Well, that's why some individuals become taxi cab drivers, because the tips themselves compensate so much more for the minimum wage in which they would be paid otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. They make more than doctors.
Like a doctor, yeah.
Yeah.
So the list goes on with other countries, similar minimum wages, but India, Egypt, I was kind of surprised by Egypt, Venezuela, South Africa, like you mentioned, Albania, Iran, and Pakistan, along with several others.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, Tim Ryan, lawyer and politician, had said, "We focus sometimes too much on the minimum wage, and we should be talking about living wages and middle class wages and pensions and benefits and the kind of thing that people in the industrial Midwest talk about all the time."
So, I was in the Midwest for a while. I don't remember it being that industrial. I lived in Wisconsin, though, so it was a lot of farms.
I mean, like, it could be like a little bit industrial with the cheese.
Chicago,
farms.
Illinois, that part
that
is,
gets a little more industrial. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Milwaukee and Wisconsin, not so much.
So how is the minimum wage determined? Numerous factors that are incredibly complex. We're going to try to explain it here. Supply and demand play a huge factor.
Like basic economics.
Yes, but they get more complicated when you spread them across different principles.
Like advanced economics.
Oh, God. When minimum wage increases, a very simplified economic model says that employment will decrease. SAT word for this episode is monopsony.
Did you say that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what a monopsy is?
That was the board game I played when I was a kid.
That's Monopoly.
Oh, that was way off.
So monopsony is actually the opposite of monopoly, which is virtually how much influence a company or employer has in their particular market due to their buying power and overall influence of the market.
Yeah.
So companies that have more influence and therefore more control of their market often hire more employees with a higher minimum wage due to the influence they already have in that market, i.e. Facebook.
Facebook has employees?
Yes.
I thought it was a website.
Oh, well, I mean, there's people behind the...
They're watching through the computer
the
screen.
Bright screen. The higher minimum wage does have a limit and needs to be reasonable. It's not a linear relationship in which employment increases as the minimum wage increases. employment increases only up to a certain point. This is opposed to the traditional thoughts that a higher minimum wage causes a company not to be able to afford hiring more employees.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the country's GDP is another factor to take into consideration, which is the gross domestic product.
Dometic?
Dometic. New word.
I think we're a native, a Dometic.
I need a field Dometic. The GDP is the sum total of all goods and services created within a country's borders. That plays a major role in determining the poverty level and therefore what the minimum wage should be. Another factor that influences minimum wage is the average hours worked in that country. Typically, the higher the number of hours worked, unfortunately, the lower the minimum wage.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, you work more for less money. That means raising the minimum
wage. I want to work less time for more money.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Not statistically, but formatically, I guess.
Phonetically?
Sure. That means raising the minimum wage could potentially result in a net loss for workers because if they work for a higher wage, they could work fewer hours. So overall, their net compensation could be lower.
They're being paid more. But they're
per hour, but
being
paid
less
fewer
time.
Hours. Yeah, right. So another major factor contributing to minimum wage is financial state of the country. Those countries with a better financial outlook typically have a higher minimum wage. The U.S. is falling far behind in this category. If adjusted to keep up with a living wage since 1968, it would be over $18 per hour in the U.S. If it had tracked to stay just in line with the highest paying jobs, or not just in line, but in line with the highest paying jobs in the U.S., such as executive level, the minimum wage would be $23 per hour. So Nick Hanauer, an entrepreneur, he said the person earning the federal minimum wage of $7.25 isn't going out to eat at restaurants. They're not taking piano lessons. They're not going to the gym or the yoga studio. They're not sending mom flowers on Mother's Day. What good is this person in the economy? If you raise it, the minimum wage, to $15 an hour, they're doing all of those things.
That's true. Now, I found an interesting graph on Reddit where they talk about Walt Disney World price increases versus wages, rent, and gasoline.
Didn't we talk about bringing visual aids to a podcast?
Yes. And I'm going to explain the graph to you. Now, it starts in 1971 and it goes up to 2021. And it's shown that rent, wages, and gasoline increase from 1971 to 2021 up to about 600 or 700%. Now, how much do you think a Walt Disney World ticket price has increased from 1971 to 2021?
2,000%.
Okay, you get one more guess.
5%.
Both are incorrect.
I play both ends.
So, a price for a Walt Disney World ticket has increased from 1971 to 2021, 3,500%.
Oh, I was close with the 2,000. I was just kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 350 times the original price. That can't be right.
No.
That's 3,500?
3,500%.
That's 350 times. 35 times.
That's 35 times.
I can't math. 35 times. That's still
when you stop at algebra two, like, life just closes all their doors.
Carry
to
the
you.
Four. Wait, there wasn't a four. Oh
I was
no!
On a Tuesday. God, I gotta the world's burning. For the curvature of the earth. Was it cloudy? I don't know.
It's humid outside. Okay.
Yeah.
Humor me.
Humid. Humid.
Humid.
Humid.
Hummus.
Humid.
I like hummus.
Yes.
Moving on.
Time for the minimum facts. See what I did here?
I don't care what you say, listeners. That was a good joke.
Yeah. Yes. 89% of minimum wage earners are over 20 years of age.
They're not kids in high school?
No, they're not kids in high school. And 30% are over 40 years old.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Around 28% have children. Mm. Mm-hmm. And how much does a worker making minimum wage in the U.S. earn per year?
Not enough.
Exactly. $15,000, our current poverty level, is $26,500.
That's a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. That means if there are two parents in a family of four, both would have to work full-time and barely make it over the poverty level.
Yeah, like barely, like $3,000 over.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's not a lot of spending money, especially after you take out taxes.
Mm-hmm.
A good rule of thumb when budgeting for housing, I don't know if You guys have heard this. My dad always told me this. But traditional wisdom says don't exceed roughly 25 to 30%, like a week's paycheck, right? 1/4 of your paycheck.
Didn't Dave Ramsey also say that?
Probably.
Can't be 1/4 of your income.
Yeah, that it makes sense. So how many states do you think have a one-bedroom apartment for rent that would not exceed 30% of the minimum wage salary?
I don't know, 10, 15?
Not a one.
What?
Absolutely zero.
What?
So in the past 30 years...
Reagan.
Yeah, is that you, Reagan?
Is that you, Reagan?
In the past 30 years, minimum wage has increased all of 3 times in 30 years.
That's crazy.
Women in the workplace have a 62% chance of earning minimum wage and only a 4% chance of earning the salary of a Fortune 500 CEO.
Now, the federal minimum wage in the U.S. is $7.25, unless you work a job in which you receive the majority of your salary through gratuity, like being part of the wait staff.
Yeah, like college mm-hmm. for us.
Like we used to do.
Yeah.
Then the minimum wage drops to $2.13, which is ridiculous.
Absolutely pointless.
Yeah.
So how do we fix this issue? Well, there's no simple answer. The economics of a country as large as the U.S. are mind-boggling.
It boggles the mind.
Even economists are not very good at it, predicting things, that is. There are arguments and models that suggest raising the minimum wage to $15 would cost over 1 million jobs. Again, conjecture, best guess. Don't know.
I mean, they're all based on models.
Yeah. And, you know, you change one variable and you get a whole different outcome. Mm-hmm. So there's a substantial tax credit for those that make below a certain level. That helps. And depending on the state, it may be refundable to the family, which is great. But unfortunately, not every state does this. Yeah, it's not always refundable.
Mm-hmm. Other arguments are to cut taxes for the lower middle income earning families instead of raising the minimum wage, which could help potentially. Basic income is a newer option gaining popularity. This would be a wage paid by the government to each citizen. The benefits of the system would be that the worker would not rely on settling for a minimum wage job. If they wanted something with higher pay, they could get that. They would have time to wait for a higher paying position or even have the ability to attend school or training to become qualified for a better paying job.
So basically have a much more educated and better trained workforce than people just going out there stuck in a job they have to have just to pay the bills.
Now, what country would want that?
That's ridiculous. Mm. Zuckerberg. I take back part of what I said about you.
Decreasing or subsidizing the cost of higher education would also extend the opportunity for higher wages to many ambitious Americans who simply cannot afford to go to college because college is becoming increasingly expensive. Just
ridiculous.
Like that Walt Disney World ticket. I mean,
350 times. Well, tuition is tuition.
If only we went to college and we could figure out percentages. Now, no matter how we go about it, the majority of Americans in several polls agree something should be done, as the current system is not working and a minimum wage that doesn't meet the poverty level is unacceptable. So get out there and advocate, right, to your congressman or congresswoman and senator, and tell them your opinion on the matter. Nothing will change if we do not seek out the change ourselves. The beauty of our democracy, according to Christine Pelosi, lies in the American value of equality. If you vote, you have a seat at the table. If you speak, you have a chance to persuade others. A billionaire and a minimum wage earner have the same power at the ballot box. And that's our short. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we exist within the universe.
And the universe exists within ourselves. We're all the stuff of stars.
So have a stellar day, everyone. And thanks for stopping by our corner of the cosmos.
This has been the Midflight Crisis Podcast. You can support important spaceship repairs and maintenance by subscribing to the Midflight Crisis Patreon page. We'd love to hear your suggestions about the show and future topics, and we appreciate your support, ratings, and reviews. This endeavor isn't possible without amazing listeners like you. Thanks for sharing your space and time with us. We'll see you on our next adventure. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop us a line at intrepidtransfer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.